At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached a tasty Tuesday. It is June 16th. We are at 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
Another cool and comfortable day today. A little bit warmer than yesterday. More mid-70s today. A chance of storms over on the west side later on this evening. EMCs, our early morning crew, good morning to you. Hopefully the rest of your Monday was a good one. Lots of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show. Of course, we will have Stevie on the social. She'll let us know what we missed yesterday. That's coming up at 6:40. A couple of rounds of Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin. And remember, your While You Work perks are back. Don't worry, trips to Jamaica are back next week, specifically on Monday. But why not grab that iPad? Courtesy of Epic Records, you're getting qualified all week long.
You brought up a good point. Take that iPad on your trip to Jamaica. Give you something to do on the flight.
I would if you're downloading Netflix, you're downloading shows, or like I like to play games on longer flights. I mean, I watch things here and there, but maybe some game, whatever it is, you can download it to your brand new iPad. Nice size screen when you're on that flight 102. That would be perfect. All right, let's kick off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. It's going to be back-to-back games because I saw the price of beer at the World Cup.
No way.
So it'll be around.
Why am I giddy over this? It's going to be terrible. I already know.
So we're doing dead guy in an envelope. We have to do this first. We always do. But I have the price of 2 16-ounce American beers, just cans of 16-ounce, you know, Budweiser, Bud Light, whatever it is, an American beer.
Is 16-ounce a regular can?
It's
or
a bigger,
is bigger?
12-ounce okay, is a regular okay, can, okay, so this okay, is a little okay, bit bigger. Gotcha. So it'll be 2 16-ounce cans of American beer and then 2 drafts, which in theory are less expensive than a can. Maybe not necessarily all the time.
I look forward to this very much.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I said, oh, I got to play this for the EMCs. But first, we need to get to Dead Guy in the Envelope.
I can't believe we don't have a winner yet. Shocking.
Close.
Mm-hmm. We get one guess a day. Who do you think it is? He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope.
216-343-1021. EMCs, your guess is next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Great. We would love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope today.
How about Indians Hall of Famer Bob Feller?
Not Bob Feller. Oh. Good guess, though.
We always appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. So let's get to it's not two beers, two claws, but it's close. Somebody asked me the other day, like, are you into the World Cup? Are you watching the World Cup at all? And I'm thinking to myself, no, I don't. You know, I'm not into it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. And I've watched so much soccer over the last 4 days. I thought to myself, I am into it. You know, USA, we're excited about that. Even
really?
Yesterday, I'm kind of following some of it from my phone. I mean, I have been for the last 3 or 4 days, whatever it's been. It's like, okay.
I just tend to notice all the items that are coming out surrounding it, whether it's like the meals at McDonald's or the postage stamp is out. Don't you worry. We will talk about that in the three things.
There we
the
go.
World Cup.
Nothing like teasing a tune-out factor on the Jen and Tim Show.
Some people that like
there's
the
a soccer stamp.
There's just for the World Cup. You're even paying attention. Yeah.
Not to stamps.
Well, you will be.
I was paying attention to this, though, because we played this game. It's originated from Two Beers, Two Claws. When I have you guess what the actual price is of Two Beers, Two Claws, and that was at Rocket Arena for a concert a couple of years ago. So then yesterday, once again, following all things World Cup, as you mentioned, you know, McDonald's has a meal. They have a collector's cups and everything else going on for the World Cup. Everybody seemed to get involved. So I wanted you to guess, and you can do that now. You can wait if you want. And you can DM us, by the way, EMCs. You can call if you have a guess. I'll reveal it next for two 16-ounce cans of what they consider American beer. So domestic beer. I don't know if that's Budweiser or Miller. I don't know who the, you know, who it is. So whatever. Two 16-ounce cans of beer and two draft beer. I don't know what the size is of the draft beer to be fair. So let's just say it's probably another 16-ounce draft.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are either of these in like a collectible cup, a collectible can?
They're
it's
not.
Just a
it's
basic.
Just a, it's just a can, and then it's just like a plastic. I'm guessing it's a 16-ounce cup. That's what I'm going to guess. I don't know that for sure.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, you want to take a guess now?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess $24 for two drafts.
Okay.
And I'm going to go 30 for two 16 ounces.
Okay.
I feel like it's like that's super expensive.
What'd you say? Is it 54? I missed 24 plus what? 30?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's $54.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just, okay. Agree, disagree with Jen. Do you think it's higher? Do you think it's lower? I'm going to reveal once again two 16 ounce cans of American beer and two drafts at the World Cup. What would be your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Hi, my name is Darnell. I would like to make this guess.
I would love for you to make this guess. Two 16-ounce cans of American beer and two drafts. What do you think the total price is?
I actually think it's higher. I think it's about, higher. I think it's about $60.
About $60? Jen said $54. I'm going to let both of you know that the total of those four beers, $72.
Good Lord.
No.
The 16-ounce cans of American beer are $17. And the two drafts, which I thought were usually a little bit cheaper if you get something on draft, are both $19 apiece.
Oh, my gosh.
$17.
Wow. I should have known better because I was at Jacob's Pavilion. I bought four beers, and it was $70, something like that.
Was
so
it?
I should have realized for, like, the tall cans.
Of course.
I should have guessed way higher. Oh, my, that's insane. And people are buying it, of course.
Of course. Well, you're in there. You pay the ticket. Where else are you going to go? They know that. $72. I appreciate the guest, man. Thank you very much. We have conceded as a show that we're never going to meet Taylor Swift, so we're going to talk to somebody that has.
Oh,
is that
my
fair?
Gosh. Yes.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What a big, big deal. And it was at the Toy Story 5 premiere that we probably all have some of the details, not the details we're going to be getting at 7:10. But it's a big week as Toy Story 5 is launching this week. Like, it is in theaters
yes.
Thursday, Friday this week.
And if you remember, that was a big story last week when they did the premiere with all the celebrities. So our friend, who she also works for Odyssey in another city, she went to this premiere thinking, cool, I'm going to get an advanced screening of the movie. And then, bam, Taylor Swift performs. And she got to meet her. I mean, how cool is that?
And it wasn't even through work. It wasn't one of these. You know how we were very fortunate to go to Jamaica to be able to talk about that. And those flights return next week. And that's through work. That's through Odyssey. We were available to do that. It's had nothing to do with that at all. It's very cool how she's even able to go, let alone who she met. I mean, Tom Hanks was there. I have to ask a question about Tom Hanks, but the thrust of it's Taylor Swift.
Are you kind of glad it wasn't through work? Because I thought, wow. She's so much fancier than us. We didn't get invited. We've never been invited to something like that.
Well, I thought, every time I think that, though, I was like, well, this is a much bigger city
that she's in.
So it was, you know, if you're going to have people go from Odyssey, you would have the New Yorks and the Bostons and the Chicagos.
Yes,
and
that
like,
makes
sense. I understand that. But yes, to answer that, it made me feel a little bit better. That's at 7:10. You really don't want to miss it. It's a great scoop.
So the Lake Erie Sand Sculpture Tour is coming back to Lake County. This sounds so cool, Tim. I am curious if you've ever gone to this because, I don't know, it makes me feel like
now I'm going to have to lie and
we're
say
so beachy. You haven't? Well,
I see pictures. Exactly.
Pictures
I think Izzy
amazing.
Went with friends and I still have not gone.
You need
I know
to go.
Right where it's at. It is absolutely amazing. It's worth the drive from wherever you're at. 20 minutes.
Yeah, from everywhere or from you?
Close.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that. Valley View is today's Star City at 56 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. A bill has passed here in Ohio that increases fines for drivers who illegally pass stop school buses and allow districts to use cameras to catch violators. Now heading to Governor Mike DeWine, it's aimed at improving student safety after thousands of violations have been reported statewide. That is ridiculous. I'm glad that's happening. The Lake Erie Sand Sculpture Tour coming back to Lake County. Five giant Sam sculptures that are being brought to beaches and parks across the county. There are actually two artists that will create the sculptures at different locations, Willowick, Madison Township, Fairport Harbor, and Menor. You'll be able to watch the artists work for free starting on June 24th. And Steven Spielberg's new sci-fi film, Disclosure Day, debuted this past weekend, $44 million, and that broke a record for him, the biggest opening ever for one of his original movies.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning. She is the Jen and Tim Show. Up next, we have Stevie on the social.
So, Tim, do you remember when we were all talking about the way you don't wash your feet? How that was
trending? Why is this even a thing?
How could we ever forget, Stevie?
And why is that past tense? I will get... It's not messages every day, but how often do we get a message, let alone my personal accounts?
Often.
How often do we get a foot scrubber on Amazon?
Very often.
I don't know if it's weekly, but probably...
Do you buy any of these items?
No, I don't need them. My feet are, there are gallons and gallons of water that cascade down the body and or right out of that shower head all over the feet. I have the cleanest feet.
The dirty water that's washing the dirt off of your body.
Scrub. Like a scrub's in a
place. I'm not out in the mud.
I feel like we tell him this every time.
We'll get nowhere with that.
I have so many feet friends that say that they don't scrub the feet. Yeah. I'm telling you. Not everybody does.
It's a very polarizing topic. It's very 50-50. But now on social media, I'm seeing a new debate that's very similar, but it's another body part that some people
Can we air this?
Oh, my God.
Stevie.
Yes,
Stevie,
we
are we allowed? This is a family show. What are we talking about?
I just want to jump in and say, if there's any body part you're not washing, that's wrong. Wash it all.
No,
everything requires
absolutely
washing.
I'm excited to hear where Tim falls on this.
Absolutely not.
I'm already grossed
There's
out.
About a 96% chance whatever this is, I also don't scrub. So... Let's see what it is.
You know people can hear you.
I can. Okay. Feet are no. What is this? Stevie on the socials in 3 minutes.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Every time I go on social media, I feel like I learn a new body part that people aren't washing.
Gross.
Apparently, it's not universal of how we're taught to wash ourselves in the shower. But there is a clip going viral, and people, I've seen it everywhere, like multiple podcasts and multiple clips on my social media of people talking about an area that they don't wash, And it's the exact same reason Tim doesn't wash his feet. They say the water just trickles down. And it even isn't just your feet anymore. It's your whole legs. They don't wash their legs.
You don't wash your legs. Please tell me you wash your legs. Oh, my God, Tim.
I'm trying to think of my scrub routine. I'm trying to think because
what if you put on, you know, sunscreen or you've been outside all day and wearing shorts and stuff? Like, how
I feel like down to the knee, I wash.
I feel like that's what they're talking about.
Below the knee.
Like
I definitely wash, you know, and I definitely wash the thighs and the hammy. I definitely do that. But I bet. And another thing. So no, from the knee down, I don't wash.
No shin washing.
You know what another thing is that when I get out of the shower, obviously you're drying yourself off or whatever your routine is. My legs are always wet. Like I never dry them off either. I totally ignore from the knee down.
Oh my gosh!
Like I put shorts
I feel like
on
I
or
dry
something.
Those and I first almost.
I never dry.
Yeah, because it drips water everywhere.
Yes.
Especially
after
scrubbing.
You're right. And I think I was like, I did not even dry off the lower portion of my legs. So
also,
I just totally ignore them.
I am very concerned about your calf and shin area. You have a hairy leg. What if there's stuff in there?
There is so much water. That would be a great Trump Tui question. By the way, in the shower, do you wash your legs and or feet? 216-343-1021. You know how much water is trickling down from your upper body and the shower head?
The water isn't what cleans it.
Multiple gallons.
The soap cleans it, not the water. Yeah, and the soap that you have to get all sudsy.
Yes.
The suds take away the dirt.
Yeah, I got a loofah.
What even could you be Googling? What in the world are you Googling? Do you need to wash your legs?
20 gallons of water in an average 8-minute shower. 20 gallons? I am so clean. I am pristine.
But you're not scrubbing.
I am scrubbing.
You're not.
It's
not pressure washing of the
water. Nobody's pressure washing themselves.
There's no soap on your legs.
There's
in those hairs.
So much soap. So much soap.
In the hairs.
Trickling down from my shoulders to my chest.
The dirty water of your shoulders.
All the way down. Just a nice rinse.
Do you wash your hips?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't wash your hips?
But
now you're
getting
disgusting.
More than rinse, you have to scrub.
Yes.
I think you're missing the crucial scrub.
Correct.
I do scrub, just not the knee down.
Well, then that's gross.
Yes.
How's that gross? Here, come here and look at my legs.
No.
Show us your leg.
You can't wear shorts here anymore.
We're not okay with this.
You're not. 216-343-1021 or shoot us a DM. We're all friends here. From the knee down.
Oh, God.
What happens in the shower?
Ugh.
That's a great Stevie on the socials on Star 102. The things you two admit on the air. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Stevie on the socials continues.
That we thoroughly wash ourselves and you don't?
Don't need to wash your feet and or now knee down.
You do.
I think you should.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important step. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the question that was being asked.
But you aren't alone. The reason this started is I saw a clip from a podcast on social media and everyone was commenting on it and it seemed like it was divided, which shocked me. But the podcast is called The Lady Gang and there's three women and this was their topic and this is what they had to say.
Two types of people in this world. People who wash their legs in the shower. People who just let the gravity do its business. I can't remember the last time I've washed my legs in the shower.
And I wash my legs in the shower every time. 99.9% of the time, I'm not washing my legs. The suds go down my legs.
Exactly. Like, how dirty is one getting?
Exactly. The suds go down the legs. Even the Kelsey brothers say that they don't wash their feet.
Well, what about their legs? They
first
better
of all,
wash the legs.
Well, they probably are because they're playing football and everything
gross
else.
That the Kelsey brothers don't do it because they're football-y. Extra sweaty. The soap is necessary.
So if you go work out, you hit the gym, and you're not scrubbing your legs after?
And feet.
It is. She just said it's a cascading effect that all the way down. How dirty are you getting? You're an adult. You're not getting dirty.
You gotta scrub. You just gotta scrub.
Yes,
all
you
right.
Do.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
There's no way you wash.
You are gross.
We're 5 days away from Father's Day, so what are you going to get Dad? We have some good suggestions if you go to our Facebook page on a Tasty Tuesday with our friends from Mally's, but the way we shop for Dad changing is in most people want to give Dad experiences and quality time over physical presents, plus the next most popular, a subscription gift that includes food and beverage. Is that something you would want?
I saw you look at me. That was a Fat Tim reference, including food.
Wouldn't you
laugh
left
at Tim Richards and also whatever the next word was? I saw that
beverage
dramatic pause.
Wouldn't you love a subscription gift filled with food and beverage?
I have a unique situation that my wife's birthday and also Father's Day is the same day.
Oh.
Which do you think wins that battle?
Her.
Of course she does.
Yes.
So.
Does that happen every? No, it doesn't.
No,
always.
It happens often. She mentioned it before. She's like, this happens quite often where my birthday falls on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. That's all about her.
It, of course it is.
Do you divide and conquer the weekend, though?
Like, I don't think so.
Wow,
I think it
yeah,
is a her
she
weekend.
She gets to get the whole weekend.
I know.
Oh, that's a bummer for you.
Well, it's fine. I'm just, a little unique.
Happy Father's
I'm not getting any
Day.
It's a big week, and maybe you don't know this. So Toy Story 5 is released later this week. That's a big deal. If you love the franchise, like this is you have been waiting for this for quite a while. And there was a premiere party. What was it, last week?
Yeah, it was last week. Now, and obviously, the movie is buzzed about because people love the Toy Story franchise. But, of course, Taylor Swift has written an original song for it. And then last week, like you said, was the premiere with all the stars of the film. And she showed up. And we have a friend from our sister station in Boston who got to go to the premiere party.
Yeah, her name is Sue, and she takes us there, like, in the same room as Taylor Swift.
VIP party and all.
Are you kidding? Did she talk to her? How was the performance? She was there. I mean, all sorts of things. She takes us into that VIP party, that VIP premiere that's happening next. So let's talk Toy Story 5 premiere on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. One of our friends, once again, you mentioned earlier, from Odyssey, got to go to the premiere.
Yeah, Sue Tabb works in Boston. Now, Sue, you got to tell us, how did you get in on this?
We are good friends with Andrew Stanton, who happens to be the co-writer and the director of Toy Story 5. And he goes way back with my husband. My husband was the best man in his wedding. And we get an invite from him saying, will you be my special guest at the world premiere of Toy Story 5 in L.A. And we just were like, are you kidding me?
This has been everywhere. There was a surprise performance by Taylor Swift. Did you even know that was going to happen?
We didn't even know she was going to be there. And I'll tell you this, because she had already had a private screening and then she had written the song and everybody was like, we don't know if she's going to be here. We don't know if she's going to be here. And all of a sudden we're in this VIP area. And Tom Hanks walks in, and everybody's making a big deal about Tom Hanks. But then all of a sudden, every camera turns to the back of the room. And I was like, what's happening? And then Taylor Swift is standing right next to me.
So she watched the movie with everyone while her setup was being put behind the screen?
Yes. The surprise was the curtain went up, and there she was singing, I knew it, I knew you. And we thought that was wonderful. And then Randy Newman walks out, and they sing, I've Got a Friend in You together. And then Taylor, at the end of that performance with Randy Newman, shouts out Andrew and says, it's only because of him. This is my favorite Toy Story movie of the franchise. I'm so happy he got me involved. I was so happy to write a song, and I want to thank him. And I was like, oh my God!
This is like a dream.
I have one more thing for Tim.
Please.
But wait for this, Tim. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So then the after party, they kind of corral everybody into this giant after party area. So we're thinking, oh, this is great. We're at the after party. No, we get a text from Andrew, the director, who says, where are you guys? You're supposed to be in the VIP after party. So now we go into a different area, and the VIP after party has all the Disney and Pixar executives and all of the celebrities. And guess who's there?
Who?
Once again, I'm elbow to elbow with Taylor Swift, who's at the VIP after party.
So did you talk to her? And if you did, what did she say? That's next on Star 102. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Toy Story 5 premiere. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Sue Tabb works at our sister station in Boston and got to go to the Toy Story premiere where Taylor Swift was last week. Did you talk to her?
I said hi. It was so fun. There's sort of an unwritten protocol that they don't want people to just like line up for photos with her. Like she's in this VIP area and people just don't do that.
Sure.
So I was trying not to fangirl too much. So I did, like, when she walked right by me, I said, hi, Taylor. She said, hi.
That's unbelievable. That's so
I felt like a middle schooler.
That's what I was like, feeling. I'd want to be like, I saw your Eras tour. You did really good.
But she's the most humble person. She brought her VHS tape, Toy Story tape, the original one from when she was just a kid. And she asked Andrew and all the Pixar people to sign it for her to get their autograph.
But and did she stay a long time?
She stayed a long time. I mean, honestly, everybody was like, wow, she stayed probably an hour at the after party, which is a long time. I mean, she had a lot of security there, but she wasn't, it wasn't in a way that you felt like she was separate or unapproachable, but you, she definitely had, you know, she was being protected. And everybody was very, very respectful of that. Nobody crowded around her. She was able to work the room and talk with everyone. But she smiles. She looks you in the eye. She seems so incredible. Like, see, now I talk about her like she's my best friend.
Clearly she is. Clearly she is.
My husband's like, okay, now we're going to be talking about her like she's your bestie. I go, yeah.
Well, Sue, I feel like now she's our bestie, too. Like, we're living vicariously through you. So since we know you, we know her.
And you guys have to see the movie. Are you Toy Story fans?
Yes, of
course. Big time. I was going to ask about that. I don't know if you could, if you watched it, if you could say anything. But yeah, I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you too much, but I can tell you that you're going to love it. I mean, it's just like most of the Toy Story movies. There's some adult humor in there, laugh out loud moments, but it's also very touching. Heartfelt, and it's just, it's right in line with the way Pixar does all their movies. It's wonderful. You just leave feeling really good.
Sue, thanks for taking the time to share all of your celebrity adventures with us. You're so cool.
I'm not cool, but for today I am.
What are we trying on a Tasty Tuesday? It is perfect for Father's Day. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You can check out the video. It's all over the place. If you haven't checked it out yet, the hint is it begins with,
Oh, boy.
No, it does.
I mean,
I think it also ends with,
And yeah, it does, but I don't
know. And in between the ums, okay. I think there's another.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so good.
It's worse each time you do
it. It's so good. Every bit of it was fantastic.
It's, yeah, it's delicious. It's delicious. And you can see the videos up on Facebook on the Jen and Tim Show page. World Cup continues, but not without controversy. Have you heard this? This is over water breaks. And that's in 60 seconds.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at Grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible cost may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's 56 degrees in Valley View, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. There's been some controversy over hydration breaks at the World Cup. FIFA mandating 3-minute hydration breaks, pausing about 22 minutes into each half of the game for players to drink. Now, the justification is to protect athletes playing in the extreme heat, but FIFA is also allowing broadcasters to cut to commercials, so more advertising dollars. Some players and fans don't like it, as each half is usually a continuous game, and they say this disrupts the flow. James Barker, a 40-year-old executive producer of Love Island USA, died after an unexpected medical emergency. This is while they were filming in Fiji. He had worked on the series since 2020. The show's going to honor him during tonight's episode. And Aldi launching a limited-time blind box giveaway where you can get a surprise selection of groceries delivered to your home. You can claim one free box each day at noon through Aldi's blind box website.
Which one are you picking?
So snack, fiber, protein, and mystery. I think I'd go snack.
Mystery. Come on! Mystery? I'd be all in. Snack would be my second. Protein, but I don't know. Those mystery boxes, the unpacking on your For You page and everything, all these places have these mystery boxes.
That would be fun.
Or the squishies or anything else that are mystery. I'm on board with the mystery.
Yeah, but I feel like snack, you're going to be probably introduced to a fun new snack. What if mystery is just all like the leftover stuff that let's just throw this in a box. You don't need a theme. It's just a bunch of random junk.
Well, now you're really bringing down my mystery box.
I know. I'm just telling you, that's my thought process. Why I would go snack.
Yeah, I would stick it out. I would go
you
mystery.
Would go, yeah, that's
this
good.
This is a fun thing. It's this month, right?
It's this month, June 22nd through the 25th. And I don't know how many they're giving away each day, but I'm sure going to try and get one. Are you?
Absolutely.
Awesome. It's 7:26. I keep asking myself how we got so lucky to try all of these wonderful Mally's treats for a Tasty Tuesday, because we're getting ready for Father's Day this weekend, and I'll tell you what, great gift ideas here.
It is fantastic gift ideas, and what I like about, first of all, I'm a dad, I like to eat, so there's that. What better dessert, what better place could you go than Mally's? There is none. And the variety, that's the thing we were talking about, you can see it in the video as well. The freshness, obviously we know about their chocolate, but like the peanut butter, the everything. I mean, the caramel, it's just next level. It's just different. They have locations all over the place. And Mally's is our Tasty Tuesday. Perfect. It's just in time for Father's Day.
And I want to tell you how it was so good. You won't believe how long the original video was that I had to edit it down
from. Oh, yeah.
We spent a lot of time with Mally's.
Between you and I never wanted that video to end.
Never.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Why isn't Stevie in here when you make that sound?
All right. She knows it's on the way. She knows it's on the way.
That's why she doesn't come in.
So definitely think Mally's for Father's Day. I think about Mally's quite often, but Father's Day's on the way. We tried the Bordeaux, which is the crunchy, buttery English toffee, and it is coated in with milk chocolate and covered with those. It's kind of like a chopped almond, almost like a dusted chopped almond.
So good.
I love the crunch of that. I love toffee. I think that was fantastic. The cocoa chips, which I remember the first time I thought to myself, are chocolate-covered potato chips good? The sweet and the salty makes sense, but I wasn't sure. I was like, no, that's different. It's Mally's. I'm going to be in. They were tremendous.
They're so tasty. And I feel like in that one in particular, you really get the flavor of Mally's chocolate, which is just so rich and so delicious.
Yeah, there wasn't a thin, nothing coating of Mally's chocolate on there. Like, there was a good coating of Mally's chocolate on there. And then this baseball bundle, which includes peanut brittle and poppy nut. I like peanut brittle as well. My dad has loved, that's one of my go-to Father's Day gifts still. Is this peanut brittle from Mally's, because it's tremendous.
Just Corny, which was great, and then even Next Level that. So the Just Corny is the Fritos. Once again, you don't think about this. The Fritos covered and drenched in Mally's chocolate, which is just tremendous.
I feel like you hear that and you're like, wait, Fritos and chocolate. And then you realize when you take a bite and the salt with the chocolate, kind of like when you have a chocolate covered pretzel, which I feel like is standard. It's like that. It's so, so good.
And the Corny McGee's, which are the chocolate covered Fritos, but then they add their peanut butter to it, which is just, it's almost tough to describe because, you know, you'd know you can get subpar peanut butter mixed in with just kind of not great chocolate, you know, in store, whatever. Their peanut butter, I mean, I probably had three of those things off the camera. They were so good. The Corny
and those are the Frito scoops too. So they're larger, yeah. And they have the peanut butter in them and the chocolate. It was just, every bit of it was so good. And it's definitely worth watching our video, trying all of them. It was the longest video. We spent so much time eating this candy. And I could only get it edited down to about 3.5 minutes.
So once, and this is, and they were like, we made sure to open them and made them accessible so that the video would be shorter. How long were we eating chocolate? And I wish it was longer. Also, Holly has the best comment and really knows the Jen and Tim show. That comment is also next. So how long is the video and how long was the video? It's a Tasty Tuesday on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, and we try it. I just mentioned a few minutes ago, I don't know, 4 or 5 different Mally's products, which is perfect for Father's Day.
So the original video was 9 minutes
and
33 seconds. I went in to edit it last night. I'm like, wow, we really ate a lot of Mally's and took our time because we were savoring every bite. It was so delicious.
I got myself in a little bit of trouble with the chocolate covered potato chips because I had one and it was like a smaller one. So I said, no, I'm going to go in for another one. And of course, I'm not taking a mini bite. If you watch any of the videos, you know, I'm not taking a mini bite. I had it and it was so good and chocolatey that I almost couldn't comment about the chips because I was just concentrating on eating the chip.
And I don't even think I left that part in the video. There was so much content in this video that I could have left in there. I had to edit it out. To make it even 3.5 minutes was difficult.
Everybody loves Mally's. We're getting a bunch of comments. We appreciate the video, specifically Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. We'll have to edit it down even more to post it on Instagram. We'll share it over to Star 102. So I'm sure you're on socials. We're there too. Just give us a follow. Give us a like. A lot of times that's the easiest way to watch the videos and comment and get in. But top fan Holly proves why she's a top fan. Tim is so silly and animated. Stevie is so cautious, but she's in. And that's, I said it even in the video. The tell that it's going to be good is that Stevie's presence is there. Right?
Definitely.
I mean, that's
because she's food particular. And the fact that she was in and ready to try it, you know, it's going to be a good Tasty Tuesday.
And Jen is all about it. Love you all. Now I'm going to have to try them. Thanks for always making my morning. I love listening to you guys on the way to work as well. Have a great day. So, Holly, that was a really nice comment.
Yeah, thanks, Holly.
We appreciate that. And, yeah, I'm sure we will see you at Mally's. Once again, the video all over our socials on Star 102 and also the Jen and Tim Show. All right, good morning.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com.
Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.